Brandon's fireballs do 10d6 of damage now, but when our game began, he couldn't cast the spell at all. That's changed because of a key element of the D&D rules. Characters don't just persist from session to session, they learn from their experiences. Anyone who's played a video game in the last 20 years won't find that shocking. But D&D pioneered the idea of characters that become more powerful over time. Before its invention, games were almost all static. The rules of Monopoly never change, no matter how many times you go around the board. Just imagine if the battleship eventually gained the ability to fire its cannons and blow the thimble to pieces. Because D&D characters can grow like real people, playing the game becomes a uniquely visceral experience. Participants are more motivated to succeed, since victories are accumulative. They experience greater joy from those successes, since they're more emotionally invested. And they know the thrill of real danger, since no one wants to lose a character they've spent years building. In short, D&D players live vicariously through their characters the way a parent might live through their children. Not that any gamer would take that relationship that seriously, unless they're crazy. But more on that later. Naturally, advancement is measured in terms of a mathematical progression. At various points in an adventure, usually during breaks in the narrative, a DM will review the player's accomplishments and reward them with experience points. They'll get points for every monster they've defeated based on their relative threat. Killing a rat might earn 100 experience points, while slaying a dragon could be worth 100,000. They'll also, at the DM's discretion, receive points for abstract achievements, like solving a puzzle or successfully role-playing their way out of trouble. When a character's earned enough experience points, they advance a level, gain access to new abilities, and become more powerful. The characters aren't the only thing changing over time. Since D&D campaigns can last months, years, or even decades, players will come and go as their personal lives allow more or less opportunity for leisure. Vampire World has seen its share of personnel changes. Brandon's friend Nick played a barbarian to Luke until he moved out of the apartment. A second Alex, we called him Deuce, had a few characters, including a druid, a magic user who draws his powers from nature. Deuce was a college student and quit because of school obligations. R.C. Robbins joined the game well after...